We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Listen, Duval. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 9th, goes to police officers in Clearwater, Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. In fact, today's donkey requires our immediate attention because it's just a reminder of why we should all be more concerned about where this planet is going. Okay, there was an injustice in Clearwater, Florida that needs our attention, ladies and gentlemen. Portia, you and my good sister Tamika Mallory need to round up the troops and head to Clearwater because there is a young 29-year-old woman named Tierra Miller who needs someone advocating on her behalf because what the police did to this young lady is one of the greatest injustices I've ever seen. Okay, see, Tierra is a stripper. An exotic dancer, all right, a burlesque queen, a bump and grinder, a peeler of panties and other items of clothing, a pole crawler. Drop on the clues bombs for all the strippers out there.
Okay. Never heard some of them descriptions, but okay.
Well, your service is appreciated. Okay, Tierra, and all the scrippers out there, your service is appreciated. And this woman, Tierra, put in work at Baby Doll Script Club in Clearwater, and she was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. Now, I know you want to know, why is your Uncle Charlotte making such a fuss about a misdemeanor domestic battery charge? Because it's the principle of what happened to this young woman. Now, everybody in this room has love for scrippers, correct?
When you say love for
I mean,
sugar,
love, what does that mean? Like, what I mean, does that mean? Can we just go have a good time in the club? Too far.
Wow. I said have love for. We have love for strippers, right? Okay,
that's
we like strippers,
strong,
right?
That's a strong one. Wow. Yeah. Can we have a different word?
We like strippers?
Enjoy. We haven't enjoyed
it. There you go. Enjoy strippers.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, what do we do to strippers, Portia? When we in a strip club mm-hmm. or we have commissioned their services for private parties, what is the one thing we do to strippers?
We got the tip.
You got the tip.
We got the tip.
There you go. Throw dollars at them. Make it rain. That's what we do.
Exactly.
It is the only way, okay? Throwing monies at strippers go together like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches, okay? Strippers are the lumberjack. Throwing money at them is the hat to match. But have you ever stopped to think, well, what would happen if a stripper threw the money back at us? How would that make us feel?
Oh, that's happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime a fine woman is in the club mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the money's being thrown around, and then you turn around and start dancing, they'll throw money at you too. Mm. It's just like a fun thing. Because you know, strip clubs is like a party.
Yeah.
It's not just based on the strippers. It's everybody having
everybody's
a good time.
Having a good time. Yeah. That's what I would think. Well, mm-hmm. apparently in Florida, it leads to someone getting a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. Because see, what had happened was, Tierra Miller and her accuser, mm-hmm. a 34-year-old man who, according to the New York Post, she had previously dated for 6 months, were both working at the Baby Doll Strip Club, and they must have been on the early shift because it was 11:55 a.m. Perfect time for us young OGs, okay? I'm not going to be in the strip club when the jitterbug's in there, okay? I don't do the late hours. I got to be in the strip club at non-yawning hours. 11:55 a.m. was a great time. But they was in the club a week after they broke up, and the man attempted to walk across the stage to speak to another co-worker. I guess Tierra wasn't feeling that because she allegedly hurled a large wad of cash at him and hit him in the back of the head, and she got arrested for that.
What's wrong with... Who right. even called the police for that?
He's the accuser, so I'm guessing him.
Police.
Oh, okay? Wow.
You mean to tell me this woman has been getting dollars tossed on her for a living for who knows how long, and the one time she returns the favor, she gets arrested?
Man, so weak.
I can see why y'all broke up. Oh. Okay? My brother, how do you expect to get into heaven pressing charges against strippers for throwing money at you? And furthermore, Clearwater Police, why are you wasting taxpayers' dollars making these kinds of arrests? Y'all must have saw this woman and started feeling freaky and just wanted to put her in handcuffs to fulfill your kinks, because there is no way that this woman should be arrested for this. Now, I have a copy of the police report.
Oh, this is serious.
Yes, a copy of the police report. I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? It says, on the above date and time, the victim and the defendant were working together at the occurred when the victim attempted to walk across the stage to speak to another co-worker. The defendant took a wad of money and purposely threw it at the victim's head, hitting him in the back of the head. The defendant and the victim have been dating for 6 months and separated 7 days ago. Let's give that to Portia. Let her see that. Pass that to her.
Let me see this.
Okay? Somebody got to tell me what this woman did wrong, because I don't see it. All right?
If it was a brick of money, though. Not
it
just single.
Matter.
That big brick hit you in the head. I think that would hurt. That much, big brick.
How much is in a brick? You talking about 10 stacks?
Woo. Yes.
Like 10 stacks.
10 stacks.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, come on.
Or even a 1,000.
How gentle is his head, really? You can't take a hit on the head?
That's right.
From a stripper?
That's right. And the man was on the stage in the strip club. He walked across the stage and he got a wad of money thrown at him. Last time I checked, that's how it works.
She might have had an arm like Mariano Rivera and threw that thing and hit him in the
head. I don't care. You hit that stage in a strip club. If you're working with something, then the ones get to flying. Okay, I don't see anything violent here. And this is what I hate about society and social structures. It's okay to throw money at strippers, all right, when they on stage. But when the roles are reversed, it's a problem.
There you go.
This is why men fear putting women in positions of power. And this is why white supremacists fight so hard to stay in power, because they believe that if the roles are reversed, the people you have marginalized and oppressed are going to treat you the way you have historically treated them.
This is when we're not in our head and then we like, what?
Please let Remy Ma give the police in Clearwater, Florida, the biggest hee-haw.
This is ridiculous. This is a waste of time.
I feel bad for him.
Are you dumb?
You feel bad for him?
Yes, he went to the strip club to spend some money and he gets thrown with a brick.
No, he actually works there.
That's her ex-boyfriend.
That's right. Uh-huh. He got on that stage.
And you're not about to cheat on a stripper with another stripper.
They not cheating. Like they broke up.
Ooh. It don't matter. Jesus. It don't matter.
Let me ask you a question. Before you were married, would you ever date a guy that went to the strip club and picked dollars up off of the floor?
No.
Would you respect that guy?
No, I would not.
Look across the room.
Justice for Tierra Miller.
Wait a minute.
Portia organized a million stripper march, and injustice to one stripper is a threat to strippers everywhere.
You got to call Amber Rose for that, all right? We on a whole nother mission. Call her. She got that handle. There's lanes. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. And I was serious. He really was at the strip club picking up singles, but another story for another day.
Yeah, we need to.
I was recycling, man.
He was recycling.
I picked him up and threw him right back.
See that right there? You don't love strippers. You said you love strippers. You really don't.
This was a long time ago, Portia. Okay.
Before you made it.
Huh?
Before
I made it. There you go. We was on the come up. Excuse. There you go. See, there you go.
No, Elon. He just there took that out real
no,
quick.
No, it's true. It was a long time ago.
All right. Mm. When we come back, we're talking open relationships. Now, this conversation comes from Monique. And we're just trying to figure out, are you in an open relationship? How is it working for you? Does it work right? Does it work well? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. If you're in an open relationship, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.